Listen to the news, so I'm all about it.
Jeff Levering on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I'm not sure there's anything as polarizing on this show than the air horn that I requested Joshy play this morning when we announced that the Brewers, after 100 games, have the best record in baseball. People get mad about playing the air horn.
They don't like it?
They don't like it, Chew.
It doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me until it's overused. Then I have a problem.
But again, if you have the best record in baseball after 100 games, Jeff Levering, let's bring Jeff Levering in on this. How do we feel about an air horn? Is it an appropriate use of the air horn this morning as the Brewers have the best record in baseball?
I think air horn is very appropriate. I also would like a... that'd be fine too, right? That's it?
I think that is the sound, right? That's
oh,
the
I
sound
thought he wanted Gannon's. Little lasers.
Shots. Explosives.
All right, I like that one.
To be fair, the Brewers were very explosive.
Shots
yes. Last night in the game. Jeff, your big takeaway from last night, Gabe's reaction was that Jacob Mizorowski, of course, you know, they're stretching him out after the All-Star break, after giving him that rest that they believe he needs to go the distance, was supposed to go five, but only went, what, four?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think that was the initial plan, right?
Yeah, I think 65 to 70 pitches is what they were hoping for. That's what he got to. Four innings. He said his legs were a little sluggish. And if that's what sluggish legs look like at 99 miles an hour, then you know what? That's okay. But the thing is, he didn't pitch for 2 weeks. He barely picked up a baseball during the All-Star break. So build him back up. He's going to be ready to go. He's going to fly by his career innings mark over the course of what he's done in his career. You want him pitching at his best in September. A start here in July against the New York Mets is not going to be the end all for the season. He looked good yesterday, gave up an unearned run. He's going to be just fine going out there his next time, maybe 85, 90 pitches, and then he's going to be rolling after that. So I have no concerns whatsoever about Jacob Mizorowski.
Jeff, what do you think happened to Steady Freddy Peralta? Because he got rocked.
It was a tough night at the yard for Freddy. I don't think that it was coincidence that the Brewers did their welcome back video as he's getting ready to get loose and come into the ball game too. I mean, they did the tribute video for Devin Williams and for Freddy Peralta back to back. And Freddy's getting loose in the bullpen, tips his cap. He gets a huge ovation. And then he's got to go get loose and then sit down for half an inning while Miz pitches and then comes out and gives up a couple of runs in the first. I don't think that was a coincidence.
Mental warfare? Are we suggesting mental warfare, Jeff?
Potentially. But the other thing is, too, Jen, is that if anybody's going to have a good scouting report against Freddy Peralta, it's going to be the guys that created the scouting report to begin with. So I think that the Brewers just had a really good approach. They just did what they needed to do against Freddie.
Jeff Levering joining us on the Yingling guest hotline. Jeff, did Wild Bill ever get his bat back, or did that thing get stuck in the rafters on Sunday?
I'm pretty sure it's still in orbit, actually.
Okay.
Sure it ever came down. Never came down. Just kind of helicoptering. It's a UFO. So I think it's just above Minnesota right now, maybe.
Sure.
It's kind of circling.
Jeff, would that have been a problem if it was the fifth inning?
Yes, that would have been a major problem if it was the fifth inning. I also don't think he would have done that in the fifth inning. So that was a pure, this game is over, I don't want to play anymore, and this bat is going to be retired after this. It was a great moment. It was a great bat flip. I loved it. And when you get in one of those moments, Brandon Woodruff talked about it when he hit the home run against Clayton Kershaw, that he remembers touching first base and then never touching any of the other bases. When you hit a ball like that, first you don't feel it, and then you realize, okay, this ball's gone. He was watching it for a while, and then he just impulse took over. And I'm going to flip this bat into the air as far as it's going to go and hope it doesn't land on somebody.
Jeff, Lance McCullers Jr. yesterday. Are we using the junior, by the way? I'd never used the junior before. Is that, should I get used to that?
So I just say McCullers.
Okay. I'm going to do what you do.
That's me. That's fine. I just say McCullers.
Okay, great. Now we've covered that. Yesterday, he goes three innings for the Brewers. The four strikeouts, the highlight of that outing. What did you make of how they used him yesterday? And in his, you know, did you like how they used him? And are you optimistic about him, how he'll be able to contribute down the stretch?
I thought he was really good yesterday. That first inning was really impressive. I had never seen his changeup move the way that it moved last night. I thought that was really impressive. He threw a 92-mile-an-hour cutter to, I believe it was Polanco, to strike him out. That it moved from the right-handed batter's box and almost hit Polanco in the back foot. I think that the Brewers, when they acquired Lance McCullers, said, okay, just let's make sure you're healthy first and foremost. He's dealt with so many injuries over the course of his career. Let's make sure he's healthy. Second, let's not just throw him into the fire in game number one. He had all weekend to throw bullpens. He had all weekend to get to know this pitching staff, and the pitching staff got to know him. And I think that was a really big thing for them. And he provides a lot of depth. I'm not saying he's just going to pitch out of the bullpen for the entirety of his Brewers tenure. I would not be shocked if he makes a start or two down the stretch for the Brewers, but you got to stretch him out. I thought he was very impressive yesterday. Felt like he ran out of gas a little in that third inning, but still gave up the two runs. The stuff was really, really good. And I think he's really going to help his team.
I'll tell you what, the one thing MLB does better than the NFL is punking their young players. Like when Pratt's first came out, they let him run out of the dugout first. And then last night, how they ignored him after his home run was great. Yeah. It was good to see. But is he starting to hit his stride?
Yeah, I think so. I think it was okay. He came out of the gate really hot. He had that great first homestand and then had a tough road trip. Mm-hmm. League got used to him, made adjustments. He made adjustments back. And now I think you're starting to see his feet hit the ground and he's getting comfortable. He's played great defensively at shortstop. And his approach, that outside, the inside to outside, hit up the middle, hit to right field, is really starting to pay off for him. He talked in the postgame show last night that I was listening on my way back home. And he said that he was expecting fastball. And the first pitch he saw from Freddy Peralta did something that he didn't expect. And then the next pitch was a slider and he was out in front. But the only way that you're going to be on time is if you have that inside to out approach. Mm-hmm. And he hit it out. He said, I didn't even hit it that great, but it got out of the ballpark. And I said it on the broadcast last night, he rounded first base and it wasn't quite Kurt Gibson pumping the arms. Mm. Or Uke in his post-game celebrations in the clubhouse. But, I mean, it was a pretty good, all right, I'm in the big leagues. I got my first dinger. It's time to go now.
Jeff, everything's going the way for the Brewers right now. Four-game winning streak coming out of the All-Star break. Best record in baseball. But, of course, not everything is great with the Brewers with the news for Brandon Woodruff getting surgery once again. I don't know how he pitches again because he's not going to pitch next year and then he's going to be 35 by the time 2028 rolls around. But he's been such a large part of what I've called the golden era of Brewers baseball, this run that they've been on of making the postseason mm-hmm. every year but one. What are you going to remember most about the career of Brandon Woodruff with the Brewers?
He's amazing. He's one of my favorite Brewers of all time, and that's not just me saying that. He really is. He shows up with the same attitude every single day. And I would say the same thing about Freddy Peralta. Freddy would always give me the biggest high fives and biggest hugs when I saw him in the clubhouse. Woody's the same. I walked in the clubhouse yesterday, saw Brandon, and he goes, hey, man, did you get one of them bobbleheads? And went, oh, my God, Woody, this is the best. But he is just a human being. At the end of the day, he is a true human being. Who he is on the field is exactly who he is in the clubhouse, is exactly how he is outside of the clubhouse. And I just think he is so authentic. And that's one of the best things that I can say about a human being. I think that's what anybody can say about anybody else, is that they're authentic. But he has taken the baseball whenever he's been available, and he has shown up for this organization. It would look weird if he ever wore a jersey other than a Brewers jersey. I think he feels the same way too. But at the end of the day, it was a joy watching Brandon Woodruff pitch. I hope I get an opportunity to watch him throw baseball again, because I want to see angry fastballs. I want to see just his eyeballs staring at me from behind a glove. He's a joy. He is a true joy and truly one of my favorite humans.
Jeff Levering hanging out with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning, as he does each and every Tuesday during the baseball season. All right, let's talk about the conversation we had earlier this morning about Christian Yelich. Chewy is concerned that it might be time to move him out of the DH spot, maybe out of the leadoff spot. I said, look, I trust the brain trust. I'm sure there have been conversations, and I guarantee that Murph is, you know, going to do what's best for this team. That's just how I feel with him being a two-time National League Manager of the Year. What say you when it comes to Christian Yelich in this lineup?
For me, Christian Yelich, the upside outweighs the downside. So you're just hoping that one of these days it clicks. And it hasn't clicked. I mean, it's been a month now where he's really struggled. I think the numbers that I crunched before Sunday's game, he was hitting about 180 over his last 30 games, somewhere around there. But he is getting on base. He is scoring runs. He is having good at-bats. Are there a lot of ground outs to second base? Yes. Are there a lot of strikeouts? Yes. But he still provides the threat. And I think that is what's most important. He still has those long at-bats and sets up Jackson Churio behind him. He's still driving in runs when he needs to, for the most part. I do think that the upside still outweighs the downside. You talk about taking him out of the DH spot. I mean, that for me, he is a DH. He's played left field one time this year. So he's a DH. That's what he is right now. And that's okay. That's not a bad thing. You're getting creative with Jake Bowers in the outfield. He's at first base. I think Andrew Vaughn has certainly a case to play every single day. But I think that this team is better when Christian Yelich is in the lineup. I really do. And listen, they've won 63 games with their first 100. That's not by accident. And he's been in the leadoff spot for most of it.
Jeff, I saw Harrison had an MRI, came up fine. When do you expect we'll see him back?
Yeah, he's doing fine. I actually talked to him yesterday. He feels good. He's not eligible to come back from the injured list until this weekend. I don't think he will pitch this weekend against the Rockies. They might push him to San Francisco. But for me, he's feeling good. But it's a lot like Mizorowski, where you're going to have to build him back up, because it's been a couple of weeks and he's had short starts going into him going on the injured list too. So you're going to have to build him back up. If he doesn't go on a minor league rehab assignment, he just stays in the big leagues and pitches in the big leagues, he will have to be built up.
All right, Jeff. Steven Nesbitt, he tweeted out yesterday, sent Brewers Twitter into a frenzy. Nobody knew what it meant. The Milwaukee Brewers are doing it again. What did that tweet mean to you?
They're doing it again means to me that nobody understands why the Brewers continue to win, yet they have the best record in Major League Baseball. That's what that says to me. They have a knack for winning ball games. They have a knack for playing together. They subtract every single year, yet it doesn't matter. They just keep on, the machine just keeps on going. Well, that's what that means to me.
What did you want it to mean?
Oh, please, Chu.
What?
I mean, there were people who thought that it meant Andrew Fisher. There were people that thought that it meant Luis Lara. Like, the list went on and on about
how
people were interpreting the news about
You could go in a multitude of different directions. Yeah, totally. Totally. They did it again. Another bobblehead. I mean, what do you want it to be? They're adding another sausage to the sausage.
Had it been after McCullers pitched, it could have been about McCullers going out there and looking good, right?
Wait, what sausage do you want to see added to the sausage race? Did you just like have a Freudian slip there that you want a sixth sausage in the sausage race? What are we missing?
That warning track is not wide enough for chorizo's melon anyway. So what are you going to do? Are you going to add a jalapeno cheddar brat to it? I mean, is it a breakfast sausage?
Exactly. What are we going to link out there?
I got wild boar Italians that are unbelievable. That wouldn't be.
I bet those are tasty. What would that look like? Would it have a boar head?
Just a boar's
on it?
Head with a chef's hat on it. Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Why a chef's hat?
Johnsonville's got the Dr. Pepper one that's out there now. Got a lot of different options on the sausage race.
So maybe like I picked up another maybe the one sausage this have. Maybe this one has a stethoscope around its neck.
There you go. I mean, is the Polish head on backwards? No. Right.
Screen door in a submarine? No, man.
I do it's like fine. It when you make fun of yourself.
I know. I deserve it, though.
Jeff, we appreciate you hanging out with us this morning. Have a great one. We'll talk to you again soon.
Appreciate you guys. Have a great Tuesday.
That's Jeff Levering. I'm working through the Christian Yelich thing. Because on one hand, again, to the point that you guys made earlier, the numbers are not good. And, you know, at what point do they have to make a change? And I'm still thinking, there's no doubt in my mind that Murph and company have had these conversations internally, and they're trying to figure out whatever they can to make it click for Yelly. Just hasn't yet. Curious what the fan base thinks about that as well. 800-990-3776. What do you think, Joshy? Infinity exterior Twitter poll? Is it time to sit Christian Yelich?
Look, I don't think he's getting... They're not going to sit him. I'm looking at potentially dropping him in the lineup. Because you want to cluster your best hitters together.
Yeah.
And right now, he's not one of their best hitters.
Start there?
Yeah, He's got 2 years left on the deal after this year, Chu.
No, I'm
I
just
can't
saying,
imagine there's... that they sit him. If they sit him, it's just going to be for a day off. It's not going to be an extended period of time. They're not going to bench Yelly. Like, that's not, I don't think that's an option.
When does it get into kicker territory?
What do you mean?
Like, kickers missing field goals.
Yeah. Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Does the kicker have 2 years, $22 million per guaranteed left on the deal?
I'm not saying cut him, Gabe. I'm just saying there's got to be a plan. You know, if a kicker misses two extra points and you win, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you miss 45. There's got to be, okay, what are we doing here? Are we going to bring someone in as backup? You know, I'm a proactive guy. I'm not reactive. If you know anything about me, I'm all proactive.
Yeah, that's what you're known for. Very famous for being proactive. Yes.
Yeah.
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 Stop trying to make magic out of whatever's lurking in your fridge. Be proactive like Chewy is. Let Screamin' Sicilian handle dinner. Grab the original loaded edge to edge with real cheese, premium toppings, or maybe you want to try Screamin' Sicilian breadsticks, warm, cheesy, pull-apart breadsticks that you're not going to want to share. Each one just $5.99. That's right. You heard that. It's $5.99 right now at Sendix. More flavor, more cheese, more reasons to make tonight a pizza night. More is amore. Swing by Sendix. Consider dinner handled with Screamin' Sicilian.